T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
On a football Monday on the midday show, Beningo and Roberts. And I'll tell you, it's been a long 2 months. And I want to welcome back my friend and my partner, Joe B.
Bro, how are you, man? It's, wow. You know, I'm thrilled to be back, you know, back with you guys, everybody here. You know, obviously you and Ernie and, you know, Dove's not here today with the Jewish holiday. But, you know, I see Giannotti over there. I mean, just everybody who is, it couldn't have been nicer to me. People here at the station, people I haven't heard from in years. The outpouring of support has been off the charts. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it hasn't been an easy time for me at all. I can't comment on any of this, on any of the lawsuit or anything like that. But again, I just want to thank everybody. My wife, has just been behind me all the way. It has not been an easy time for her. And Terry, I love you, and you've been behind me the whole time. It's been unbelievable. My great agent, Mark Lepselter, who's been with me for over 20 years and, you know, from day one of this, has just been with me the entire way. The legal team that I've dealt with, everybody, it's been unbelievable. And, you know, I've learned a lot about myself. You do a lot of self-searching here. Played a lot of golf, I have to admit that, but, you know, which has helped me through as well. But, I mean, you know, a lot of self-searching, you know, thinking about all the things that have gone down here. And one of the things I've learned the most is how lucky really I am to be part of the program, part of this great radio station. The people at Intercom, I can't thank them enough for really standing by me in this. And really, I've missed all the listeners out there, all you guys that have really made my career for the last 23 years. What I say every day, I couldn't do it without the callers. And, you know, thank you, all you guys. And the people that I know and have reached out to me, some of the callers that I've known for a long time. And it's just great to be back and talking sports. And, you know, the Sam Darnold era starts tonight. So I guess I couldn't be back on a better day, bro. I how else can I say it? And one other thing, too, one other person I really want to thank a lot is Mark Chernoff. And, you know, I've had some up and downs over 23 years with Chernoff. And unfortunately, he can't be here today because of the Jewish holiday. He'll be here tomorrow. But I want to thank Mark. He's been great through all this. And, Mark, if you're listening, I don't know if you can, but thank you as well. But, you know, it's great to be back, bro. Great to be back.
I'm so happy to have
right
you back.
Right in time really for football.
You. Yes. Yes.
You know?
Right.
Here we are. Football. You know, I can't believe it. Sam Darnold tonight. I wouldn't have minded seeing Bridgewater start. I got to tell you that. But Sam Darnold's, the era begins tonight, and let's hope that in not too distant future, we're looking at Darnold holding that Lombardi trophy.
It's funny. I was so curious. I think it was a few weeks ago we talked about this, about Teddy. Because I was big on just start the guy. But you were even more so about it, thinking, hey, give him the year.
Yeah.
And see what you got.
Why not? I didn't want to see them trade him. I know they got a third-round pick for the guy. Get it. And we'll see what that turns out to be. That wasn't bad. But, you know, you got him for a year. My feeling was let Bridgewater play as long as he's getting a job done.
Right.
And if, you know, at some point, if he's not, then you ease Darnold into the mix. That's right. How I would have wanted to do it. But look, Darnold looked terrific in preseason. You put any, you know, I don't want to, you know, the stock you want to put in it, but he looked very good. And I think the most impressive thing for him for preseason that I saw was just his presence in the pocket. I thought that was very impressive for a young kid. Now, we'll see. It starts for real tonight. You know, we all know preseason. You know, you can do a preseason. But it's going to be very interesting. And hopefully we finally got our guy. We can only hope, bro. You can only hope.
Well, they are due.
I mean, it's only yeah, been a only 50 years. Yeah, they are due.
You know, there's a lot of things from this Giant game yesterday. And I got to start with one thing that was in my mind starting early fourth quarter all the way until the end. All the way until the end in which this football game ends, basically, if you're a Giant fan, in the worst possible way. And that's with a muffed punt by Clay.
God.
And that was, Coach Shurmur was on with Mike like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And Mike asked him, hey, Odell, punt returns. Are we going to see him? And Shurmur said, yeah, we may see him. Yeah, he was very open to it. Well, if we didn't see Odell, on punt returns in a few of those situations yesterday afternoon in the fourth quarter, then I guess we're never going to see him on punt returns. Because that the perfect moment? Because Odell, by the way, looked like he was fine.
He had a I thought Beckham had a solid game. I mean, look, there was no big plays. I mean, the one time Eli had him in the end zone, he missed him. He was open. He was really open all day, but he missed him on that one play. He had those two pass interference calls, which really set up a field goal. But they pretty much contained him most of the game, even though he had 11 catches for over 100 yards.
No doubt. He didn't have that big 80-yard slant and take it to the house.
Right.
But I thought, and I don't even know if it's first game back, because when Shurmur's asked about it after the game, all he was asked was, hey, did you consider Odell on punt returns? He said, no. Well, why not? Well, I mean, why not? Why not consider Odell Beckham on a punt return?
Especially in that situation there.
Yeah. And look, the obvious one is when Clay muffs it, and that basically ends the game. But even on a few of the other times the Giant defense forced a punt, because they basically forced punts the entire second half. That surprised me, and I know it's his first game as Giant head coach. Well, Coach, welcome to New York, because that's my first question.
Right.
Where the heck's Odell?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, look, it's a great point. I mean, I didn't think about that when it was going down, but it's a great point by you. But I tell you what, the one thing, and I don't really know yet, I don't know what to make of the Giants yet at this point. I mean, obviously, Barkley had the one big run, which was really the only thing they did all day offensively. When you really look at, you know, how it was, they contained him outside of that. But he showed you something. He broke about three tackles, made that jump cut to get to the outside, and then he takes it to the house. So that was terrific. But if you're a Giant fan watching his game, you're saying to yourself, man, this offensive line, we fixed this offensive line. I mean, Ereck Flowers, to me, sets the tone by having two penalties in the first three plays of the game. And then even Nate Solder did not have a good game. Now, the one thing, like again, in fairness, I'll be fair because it's game one. They are playing. The Jaguar defense is one of the best in football.
Yeah.
I mean, that defensive line, Calais Campbell, what a game. He had, what's the other guy? I can't think of his name. He had a big name.
Ngakoue. He was tremendous,
I can't pronounce his name. He was phenomenal. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, to me, the story of this game is the Giant offensive line, which was dominated by the Jaguar defensive line.
Well, it's tough to figure. You know, you talk about trying to not judge too much in the preseason.
Right.
I look at the Giant performance yesterday, from defense to offense to the offensive line, and I wonder what's real and what's not real. Because you mentioned it. Not to defend the offensive line or make excuses, because there's lots of questions. I mean, the whole offensive line is different, and certainly Ereck Flowers starting the game the way he did is the worst possible thing for any Giant fan who wants this guy caught immediately.
Right.
But they are facing one of the best defensive lines in football. So is it a lot of the fact they're going up against Marcell Dareus and Ngakoue and Calais Campbell?
Yep.
But on the other side, this Giant defense was awesome in the second half.
The Giant defense, I thought, played terrific. I mean, I want to say the guy that really stuck out was Eli Apple.
Absolutely.
Who looked like, I mean, he looked like Deion Sanders. I mean, no, he didn't, because they wouldn't throw the ball to Deion. But, I mean, you know, Eli Apple had a terrific game. Jenkins had a very good game, had that pick, that terrific pick on the sideline. I thought Damon Harrison had a real good game and went out a little bit with an injury. I thought it helped the Giants a little bit that Fournette went out with the injury.
A little bit?
Yeah. You know, because they were running the ball pretty effectively when Fournette was in the game. And, of course, that one big play where Bortles broke it for about 50 yards.
Right.
You know, but I thought the Giant defense played very well yesterday.
No, they did, but it kind of fits the same thing defending the offensive line by saying, hey, look, they're going up against a tremendous Jacksonville defense.
Right.
You're going up against an offense that basically is Leonard Fournette.
That's it. Yeah, they don't have a lot of weapons. And Bortles, you know, I mean, he's a better runner than he is throwing a football.
He really is, and we saw that in the playoffs at times last year.
And they did nothing in the second. I mean, you know, outside of the touchdown by the defense, they had nothing in the second half.
They shut him out in the second
half. They did.
The defense forced a punt every single time.
Yep.
Their offense is Leonard Fournette behind a solid offensive line. Well, okay, Leonard Fournette's out in the first half of this game, and now it's basically about T.J. Yeldon. I mean, their receivers are who? Keelan Cole, Dede Westbrook?
Nobody to get you excited.
So it's not... It's the opposite.
And Seferian Jenkins is the tight end.
That's right. And, of course, bad things have to happen to him. He had one big play. It's called back for a penalty.
Yep,
what else is new?
Yep.
But that's the same thing as the giant offensive line where, hey, I'm not too sure. They're going up against an elite defensive line. You're going up against a pathetic offense. So I can't put the giant defense and compare him to the 85 Bears quite yet.
No.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I agree. So I don't know really what to take from this game. You know, obviously, Barkley, like I said, you know, there's no doubt that everything is there. They did a great job shutting him down up until, except for that big run. And the same thing with Beckham. But the Giants got a lot of offensive firepower, but it's going to come down. They had some drop passes too.
Evan Ingram.
Shepard dropped the big pass in this game. But, you know, their offensive line has got to be better than it was yesterday.
And
I mean, that goes without saying.
I'm not thinking or saying this offensive line is going to remind you of the Cowboys from 2 years ago, but it's not this bad. It just isn't. Now, Eric Flowers may be this bad.
Oh, my God.
He may be this bad.
He may be.
But I would think Omame will be better.
Right.
Solder's
got to be better, right?
Hernandez is playing his first game in the NFL.
Right.
And most weeks, you're not facing Ngakoue and Calais Campbell and Marcel Darius.
Right, no. Right.
Most weeks, you're not.
Right.
So I would go out on a limb and say this. The Giant offensive line isn't this bad, and the Giant defense isn't this good. It will meet somewhere in the middle.
Right. And it'll be interesting this week when they play the Cowboys, who did not look good yesterday. I mean, that Dallas Cowboy team, I mean, I don't see what they have. I mean, I don't like the coach. The quarterback, to me, you know, has got a lot to – I mean, he leaves a lot to be desired. They got no – you know, Witten's gone. Dez Bryant's gone. You know, you said it. We were talking, before we came on the air. Maybe the Redskins are the best team in the division.
I think they got an excellent shot.
Maybe.
And I'm not just saying that based on yesterday.
Right, well.
It's just easy to
do. Sam Bradford certainly didn't look good for the Cardinals.
No. Week one, it's tough. Week one can be a mirage.
Right. Big
and
time.
It's difficult as fans
and Atlanta
to try
should have won the game against Philly. I mean, Atlanta, come on.
Oh, geez.
I mean, we could go on and on about
the quarterback,
them in that game.
The offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God. So many things.
Where do you want to go?
Right.
Now, the Giants, at least after this game, were very positive. I mean, you got Odell Beckham Jr. Being positive.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine.
It's good.
As long as they win next week against the Cowboys.
Yep.
If they start this season 0-2 and lose to that decrepit team, you know, talking about how good things feel ain't going to work.
Nope.
But the Jaguars are a very, very talented team on defense.
Terrific defensive team. I don't think they got enough offense to be a Super Bowl champion. I just don't. They're probably a playoff team. They're probably the best team in their division. But they leave a lot to be desired offensively.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.